Tiffany, let's start with you. Tell us about the return of the Innovation Awards. I understand it will be bigger and better.
The awards ceremony this year is going to include some of the things before that were great about it, but also some additional areas, which, first of all, we're going to have several different categories so that, you know, we have a pre-revenue area, we have a post-revenue, we have a veteran and a student. So if you are already in operation in business, you're not competing against those that are just now trying to form those businesses. And then likewise, we have a student area and veteran area so that the students who obviously are in a different part in their career, different stage in their startups, can participate and only compete against others that are in the same stage that they are. So we have different areas and different prizes for those different areas.
And speaking of prizes, there's more prize money available this time.
The last go around, there was a total of $215,000 in cash and prizes. And so that included, for example, some software that Microsoft had donated and the like. And so we're still in the process of putting together some additional prize packages that we'll be happy to announce in the coming weeks ahead of the actual event itself. But in fact, this year we have a goal of $250,000 in cash and prizes. And we are well on our way to having secured the bulk of those funds in order to make those prizes available.
The Innovation Awards debuted in 2014, and that was your one and only competition to this point. Why has the competition been on the shelf for the last couple of years?
Well, we were so fortunate to have partnered with Space Florida, which is a statewide organization that focuses on the development of the aerospace industry across the state. And so we had entered into a partnership through Innovation Coast and Space Florida to secure that prize money, which at the time was really the third such business plan competition of that level that Space Florida itself had been involved in. And so we were sort of victims of our own success in so much as the one event that we put on in 2014 was viewed as such a hit that other communities across the state decided that they needed to get in on the action too, and rightly so. It's a statewide resource. And so after the last couple of years of doing some planning and preparation and the decision having been made to apply some oil spill recovery funds to this effort, which were appropriated from the state legislature some years ago, that this is an appropriate use of those funds, and this is a great event and opportunity to help promote innovation and entrepreneurship in our region.
Well, and the whole idea behind the oil spill funds was to create jobs, and that's one of the reasons for this event, yes?
That's exactly right. When the legislature and the governor appropriated our funds some years ago, we were given the explicit charge of developing and implementing an innovative economic development program that emphasized four things: research and development, commercialization of research, economic diversification, and job creation across the eight coastal counties of Northwest Florida that were most impacted by the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill. And so we're continuing to respond to that charge with residual funds that we have left at our disposal.
Tiffany, back to you. The Innovation Awards is patterned after the TV show Shark Tank. Remind us how it works.
So basically the way it's going to work this year is we're going to take all the applications that are received, and we have a panel of judges that will then start reviewing applications. And the top three participants for each group will be able to present before the judges at the actual event. But the top five from each group will actually be able to display a booth, if you will, at the event. So there'll be one day where you'll be able to present your booth and people can come around, you know, and speak to you about your product or service, what your business is, your business model. And, you know, you'll just get to know people in the community, potential investors. And I think this is the awesome thing about it, because even if you're not one of the ones that get to present to the actual panel, you have the opportunity to have your information available to people in the community and potential investors, so you can tell others about, you know, what it is that you do, your service, your product. And then the actual top three from each group will get to present to the panel of judges for the actual prize money.
Great networking opportunity.
Networking opportunity. And it'll be over a two-day period in April.
All right. So the event will be held in a few months, but the deadline to enter is rapidly approaching, the end of this month?
Correct. January 31st is our deadline for your applications to come in.
You have more variety in your categories this year, but what is required for companies who would like to get into the competition?
Sure. Actually, at the end of the day, the process for applying is fairly simple and straightforward. That's not to say that it's necessarily easy at the same time, because it does involve a lot of time and attention being paid by the applicant to the development and refinement of their business plan. And we do require this go around that there be a comprehensive, fully integrated business plan with all the information detailing those requirements being available on our website, innovationcoast.com. But then, of course, there are some of the restrictions for some of the new prize categories, such as obviously to apply for the student category, then you have to be a student at a state university or college here in Florida. And similarly, to apply for the veteran category, you must have been a veteran of our armed forces. But otherwise, it is fairly straightforward. You submit your materials through the website. There's a modest application fee that actually is at different levels, but even at the highest level is half the price for applying than it was last go around.
So it sounds like you really want companies or business owners who are serious about this.
Yes, correct. And, you know, one of the things that's important to talk about is that we are looking for businesses that are either already located in one of the eight Gulf Coast counties or willing to relocate or expand their business here. Because of the use of the oil spill funds, we want to invest in companies that are ready to invest in these eight counties. And so one of the requirements is not that you be already located here, but that you be willing to relocate or expand substantially your business here in one of the eight Gulf Coast counties if you are, in fact, one of the selected winners.
And do the companies have to be in a particular business? Are you looking for technology-based companies? Does it matter? What are the requirements there?
Quite obviously, with Innovation Coast being an organization that's dedicated to the promotion of the technology and knowledge-based companies that are here in our region, that is certainly a central focus of that organization. But also more broadly, there are opportunities for unique products and services, I think, that could be derived from the University of West Florida, for example, students, faculty, staff, perhaps, or at any one of the state colleges within the state of Florida. And so if that happened to be a service of some kind that may leverage technology, then that would be something of substantial interest, I think, to the panel of judges. Or if it is, just straight hardcore technology that through artificial intelligence or satellite systems of some kind, then certainly we'd have an interest in that as well.
And just briefly, this is the early part of the month, so we have still, as of this taping, we have still about 3 weeks to go. What has the response been thus far?
Well, we've had some applicants there have been, a handful. My understanding is from what I've heard from the last competition is that most of the applications came in, reined in the last couple of weeks. So certainly we're expecting a lot more to come in towards the end of the week. I've personally spoken with a couple of the participants from the last go-around, and they've already expressed that they will be competing again with different inventions, different ideas, and things like that. And then, of course, there are a couple of other companies that have reached out and said that they're in the process. So we're anticipating that the participation is going to be very good this year.
As we close, talk about how being a part of this competition, certainly winning it, can really propel a company to the next level.
You know, that's one of the great things I think about this competition and going through the process from soup to nuts is really, even if, as you say, you don't ultimately receive the invitation to compete on the day of the event, and even if ultimately you are not the winner of one of the prize categories, the opportunity to have paid laser focus to your business concept, to have received the support and resources of the Florida Small Business Development Center Network and the University of West Florida and other mentors in the private sector across the region and indeed the state, and certainly the opportunity to network and identify potential sources of investment capital or other strategic partnership opportunities that can be developed through this process. That's really, I think, where the ancillary benefits in many regards overshadow the actual winning of the prize money.
And let's just briefly mention your 2014 competition and winner, Intelligent Retinal Imaging Systems, or IRIS.
Yes, IRIS is really just a fascinating company that is at the bleeding edge of medical technology in the arena of early detection of diabetes-related retinal depreciation. And through the winnings, the proceeds of winning the first place prize in 2014, they were able to move forward with their application, successful as it ultimately was, to become the first company in the United States to have FDA approval for the use of their technology for its specific and intended purpose. And they continue to grow and expand and find new customer bases throughout the country, in fact. So IRIS is, in fact, one of our true success stories, I believe, here in the Pensacola and Northwest Florida area.
Well, as you look for new companies or ones who competed before to get in this year, before that January 31st deadline, any closing thoughts?
To anyone who is within the sound of my voice that has any interest whatsoever in starting and running and owning their own business, take advantage of these unique opportunities that are presented by the 2017 Innovation Awards. And moreover, I would say further that these opportunities, even if you choose not to actually apply, but instead would like to partner and support, for example, through the sponsorship of an award or other means, then we'd certainly welcome that involvement. And absolutely, the day of the event is open to the public. And so we'll look forward to having another big turnout just like we did in 2014.
Bryce Harris and Tiffany Sullivan, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sandra.